So, have you ever heard it said that as human beings we are a herd of social animals? We're all busying our way through life, like kind of like bumblebees, bouncing off each other, and how we respond to one person kind of influences how we go on to respond to another and all that kind of thing. I want to share with you just a quick story here. And this was, I think I was serving in Oman. Back in my military days, and we're in the middle of this place in the middle of nowhere, just desert called Thumrait. And I think we were laying some helicopter matting or something like this. And in the midday heat, it would get pretty hot. So you got a bunch of young guys out in the middle of the desert. Obviously, we would get up to some antics every now and again. We would literally fry eggs on our chests and all this kind of stuff. And I won't talk about some of the tough man tests back then, a bunch of young guys who were all very, very eager to prove themselves. But I remember one day, it was pretty much we were going through twister season. So it wasn't like there were massive tornadoes, but in the middle of the desert, when a twister popped up, the dust and the sand flies, oh, it was just unbearable, just horrible, 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 a horrible living environment to be in. And I can remember one of these days, I got stung on the arm by this black wasp or some, I don't know whether it was a wasp or some sort of hornet. This thing was massive, stung me in the arm. And to be honest with you, I didn't feel it to begin with. All right, I remember just kind of like a tiny little pinprick, and I saw this thing kind of like humping my arm, and I've kind of flicked it off, didn't think anything of it. But after around about half an hour, 45 minutes, my arm had swollen up and it was absolutely throbbing to the point where my fingers had gone cold and all this kind of thing. And I had a guy that I used to serve with called Geordie. Me and him used to be best mates, lived in a place called Newcastle. And we used to be absolutely terrible with each other in terms of playing pranks and practical jokes. And I was literally just about in tears, all right? My arm was so unbelievably sore. And I was kind of walking along, my fingers had gone cold. I said, "Oh mate, I can't do any more work today. I can barely move my arm, it's so sore." And he said, "Oh my goodness, let's have a look at that." And he kind of, there was me, fooled into thinking he was actually bothered. So he pulled my arm out, he said, "Oh my goodness." And then he slapped it. My goodness, talk about seeing red. This was one of the most painful experiences of my whole life. All right, instinctively, I just went, "Arr!" That's it, right in the chin, and that was it. Now, we'd been through similar sort of experiences before. We'd fall out and fall back in, and cut the story short, everything was fine. But the principle, took me a couple of years to actually understand. All right, isn't it ironic sometimes how we will respond in a more aggressive way, or we'll react to people in a more aggressive way, to those who slap our bee stings, than what we initially reacted to the bees or the wasps that stung us? Little idea there, I just want to share with you. So just coming back to this idea that we're social animals, kind of like bees flying around. Sometimes we'll have hurts or experiences in life that impact us in a certain way. And we won't give these things much thought when they first happen to us. It's only 6 months down the line, or 12 months, or 18 months, or 2 years, we end up reacting to other people and circumstances in response to how it was that we were treated, or this thing that happened a couple of years earlier. It's just one of these funny little ironies in life. So here I just want to talk about our personal and our social ability. We've looked at self-awareness now. We've looked at the seven levels of human consciousness, and I'm hoping that this has given you a vision for your future journey of personal growth, at least something to aspire to. Am I there? Absolutely not. I'm in the process. You are going to be somewhere in the process, as is everyone else in the world. Anyone who says that they are there, that they have all the answers, is a bare-faced liar, my friend. There's no such thing as gurus. There's just people who are at a different level or stage in life than what we are. So I want to talk here about how self-awareness impacts our social effectiveness. All right. So I'm going to do my best to skip around the board here so I don't get in way of too many of the illustrations. But let's look at self-awareness first and foremost. Probably don't need to go into this into too much more depth. All self-awareness really is conscious knowledge of our own character and or feelings. All right, so that last video demonstrated the hierarchy of self-awareness, the journey that we can go on. But many people are not aware of themselves. They're busy in their way through life, kind of like these bees, bouncing off one person, off another, kind of like dinging around inside of the drama triangle. This person hurt me. Oh, that person hurt me. Now I want to tell you my story about how this person hurt me. You don't want to listen to my story. Now you're the perpetrator. Now you're the bad one. Everyone's out to get me. Ding, 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 ding. And when people are living in this way, they do not grow and mature. Nothing will ever change for them. And it's not saying that nothing's ever going to change for them. It's just saying that they're not ready to grow yet. So we need to understand this as life coaches. Otherwise, we stand at risk of wasting quite a lot of our time, all right? Trust me in this. I've been there and I've done it. So, self-awareness. Who do we see when we're looking back at ourselves in the mirror, objectively? All right, now we can tie this back in with self-concept again, or even self-worth. Now, I'm going to share with you the core identity coaching model in the next section of the course. That's hopefully really going to help you to break down and define yourself. Now, I'm going to urge you to go through this model yourself first and foremost, because if you don't break yourself down in this area, how could you ever help someone else make this level of sense of their life? Right, now I'm not saying that this is a kind of model or process that we want to guide all people through in every single coaching relationship that we have, but 9 times out of 10, from experience, I have found that most issues and problems that people have are stemming out of some form of identity issue. All right, some misperception, some lie they've bought into about themselves, about who they are, what they're capable of, and their ability to learn and solve problems, all right? These are the core limitations that people have in life, which incidentally aren't actual limitations, they are just perceived limitations. So this ties in with self-concept. Who do we see when we're looking back at the mirror? Do we see someone who's worthless, who's useless, who's not good enough, who's not smart enough, who's not this enough, who's not that enough, or someone who's just imperfect, like every other person on the face of the world, who has the same degree of opportunity to grow and mature as everyone else, all right? Our perception impacts our quality of life. So self-awareness is key. We must be aware of ourselves before all other things, or we're never gonna be aware of how and why it is that we react and respond to other people and circumstances and life events the way that we do. When we're not aware of these things, we stand at risk of falling back into that victim triangle that will lead us absolutely nowhere in life. So our goal is to not just stay out of that, but it is in fact to grow in our awareness. The more aware that we are of ourselves, the better we're going to become to manage ourself. Are you with me? Now I've got an image here of a lady sitting in a guru-like way, managing all sorts of things. She's got her mobile phone and her tablet there and some people and some relationships and a light bulb up there and some spanners down here and some business cards over there. But life is broken down into a number of different areas. We've got our relationships, intimate, social, family, professional. We've then got our education. We've got our careers. We've got our educational aspirations and hopes. We want to grow, we want to produce things, create things, add value to the world. How are we going to do this? We've then got our routine responsibilities, don't we? The things that we just simply need to do on a day-to-day basis in order to get by, such as paying the bills, feeding the cat, doing the groceries, all the really boring mundane stuff that some people forget to do or put off doing because they prefer doing all the really big, exciting stuff instead. We're talking about living a balanced life here. Now, life balance is a funny sort of concept. I like to tie this in with the economic term opportunity cost, all right? Now, say for example, I'm going to use an example here. I've got my coffee cup and I've got a glass of water, right? Now, let's just say I was to go to a cafe somewhere in the city and I only had £1, all right? And I wanted a cup of coffee, and I wanted a glass of water to quench my thirst. The only problem was that a cup of coffee was £1, and a glass of water was also £1, and all I have is £1. Well, the principle of opportunity cost suggests that if we choose one, we cannot have the other. And if we choose the other, we cannot have the one. So this is a very, very simple principle, all right? And you might be saying, yes, Cain, I get that, I understand that, that's very simple. So what? Well, yes, it's a simple principle, and it's one that we might understand on a head level, but if we do not understand how this principle outworks itself in every single aspect of our lives, then we stand at risk of failing miserably, as do our future life coaching clients, which is most likely why they have found themselves in some level of the hole to begin with. Life is all about balance. Say, for example, one person that you know focuses all of their time and their energy and their focus onto working hard and building a business and being a professional, whatever that means, and being an entrepreneur and all that kind of stuff. Business, business, work, work, work. All right, I'm sure you know a workaholic in some area of your life, as do I. Well, what is this going to come at the cost of? Well, the principle of opportunity cost comes into play. If all of our focus is going in this one area, then it's going to come at the cost of us putting and channeling our energy in another area. An example of this would be when I was growing up. All right, the daddy issues that I had. Now, my dad, he would work away from home, week in, week out, sometimes for weeks on end. He was a traveling salesman. And this came at the cost of the time that he ultimately had to spend with his son, his daughter, and his wife. Now, fast forward 20 or so years, his wife ended up divorcing him. Why? Because they had no connection in their marriage. I haven't spoken to my dad for years, and it's not because he's a bad man, it's just because we have no relationship, right? We never had that season of bonding or intimacy, and it's not because I'm bad, it's not because he's bad, it's not because I'm the victim, he's a perpetrator, anything like this. It's just that the relationship was never a priority for us, all right? What I'm saying here is if we're not aware of how it is that we're channeling our energies and our focus, then we might unknowingly be sacrificing another more important aspect of our life. If not right now, perhaps at some point in the future. So it's wise that we stay balanced. And self-management, this is really about us taking responsibility for our own behaviour and our well-being. When we are aware of ourselves, we're going to be asking the questions, what am I doing here? Why am I doing what I'm doing here? Why is building a business or working so hard or making money so important to me? Or why is relationships so important to me? We're asking these deeper questions. And we're also asking questions such as, if I'm going to channel all of this time and energy and attention and focus into this area of my life, what is it potentially going to cost me over here? Or over there, or back there, or in 5-10 years from now. Self-awareness allows us to manage ourselves and how it is that we use our time, so we can make wise and well-informed decisions. So when your clients come to you, they most likely haven't yet learned to self-manage. They've most likely become aware they're at a sticking point in life, something's not working for them, but they won't necessarily be aware what. All right, so by now you're hopefully going to have some eyes to see and ears to hear exactly where they are. So, as I'm saying here, self-awareness impacts our social effectiveness. So our own level of self-awareness as practitioners and as life coaches first and foremost is going to determine how effective we go on to be at helping other people manage and regulate themselves. Social awareness. It's one thing us being completely aware of ourselves, sitting in a forest somewhere, humming and hawing and doing all that kind of stuff, which is nice. It's absolutely fantastic, and many people do this throughout the helping disciplines, and they'll sit and they can become grounded and at one with nature and deep breathing techniques and all that kind of stuff. But see when we're loving life, all right? See when we're doing our day job or we're interacting with other people, all right, and something doesn't go our way. We can't just stop and start doing deep breathing exercises and all this kind of stuff. All right, self-management is the key, right? Might otherwise refer to this as self-control, which in the last section of the course, I refer to this as being the ultimate expression of maturity and character. All right, these are things that we really want to be aspiring to in life. Social awareness is the ability to understand and respond well to the needs of other people. All right, so of course, this is going to be relevant for you as an aspiring life coach, or as a life coach, or as a parent, or as a husband, or a wife, or a best friend, or a manager, or a leader. You're going to have a reason why you're taking this course, and I'm hoping by now you're starting to identify this is more of a journey of self-discovery for you. Primarily, well, of course it is. That's the purpose, right? To lead you there first and foremost before you get out there and start trying to lead other people. But here's the thing. If we are not able or do not know how to influence ourselves in the most effective way, if we are not able to manage ourselves effectively because we haven't yet learned the right strategy, then how are we ever going to influence other people through the process of helping them to better manage themselves? And the answer is, we can't. It just ain't going to happen, Jose. No way. All right, so if I share with you a bit of the story where I've been over the last few years, and this isn't about impressing you, it's just impressing upon you the journey that I have been down and kind of what qualifies me to share some of these ideas with you. So when I first got into the game, and I mentioned this a little bit earlier on, studying the psychologies and the helping disciplines, I've done so first and foremost to understand myself, to grow in self-awareness, all right? It took a number of years and I'm still in that process today. Self-management is a work in progress, right? It's not like we are ever going to be perfect managers of ourselves. But what I am saying is the more effective we become at managing ourselves, the better we are at regulating ourselves within ourselves, the more effective we are socially in our interactions with other people. Why? Because some people are just rotten. They are assumptuous. They are judgmental. They will speak down to us. They will sometimes undermine us, treat us and use us and abuse us and all these kind of things. But just because people treat us in those ways does not mean that we need to ever respond. All right? If we are able to manage our expectations of other people, then we need not ever take offense at another human being ever again. What level of influence do you think that might give you in life? Interesting. So, social awareness, as I mentioned, the ability to understand and respond well to the needs of other people. When we are aware of ourselves and grounded within ourselves first and foremost, we are going to be able to identify when another person enters our life expecting or wanting something from us that we're actually not going to be in a position to give, or that we're not going to be willing to give. Because as coaches, it is absolutely imperative that we develop and build up a robust set of personal boundaries in our life. Because some of our clients are going to come to us, they are going to want us to be their heroes, they are going to want us to be their healers, their mums, their dads, their husbands, their wives, their boyfriends, their girlfriends. Some of them are going to come across and fall head over heels in love with us. And if we do not have these professional boundaries in place, we are going to sell ourselves short and ultimately end up doing our clients a serious injustice. Oh my goodness, this course has just become really serious, hasn't it? Eh? But I'm talking from experience here, all right? Why? Because I've worked with people on the one-on-one level. I've developed the practice. I've been through there. I've been there, done that, and got the t-shirt. I then went on to start making the social impact on a local level as I was working with ex-forces personnel. These days, I'm doing my imperfect best to lead and manage an online community of tens of thousands of people. Then there's an ecology to take care of that I'm failing miserably at as well. But what I'm talking about here, our ability to manage people socially, and I'm not talking about controlling, I'm talking about influencing people well, is going to be determined by how aware we are socially. This ultimately going to be determined by our ability to manage ourselves, remain grounded within ourselves, which we can only do if we are aware of ourselves. Are you with me? All four, my friend, are one. All right, social management, the ability to influence positive social and or societal change. All right, here's the thing. Whether you are enjoying this course or whether you aren't right now is absolutely irrelevant. All right, everything that I'm sharing with you are principles and ideas that I've already put into practice in the context of my own life that have enabled me to make a difference on a global scale. All right, pretty much with millions of people. So there's probably a few lessons that we can all learn. All right. Social management, I'm saying many people want to step right into this place of guruism, changing the world, all that kind of thing. And what I'm going to suggest here, just the closing idea, is that the level of which and to which you have been impacted by those principles which you're applying in the context of your own life is going to ultimately determine the impact that you go on to make. As life coaches, I'm going to say this for the last time. We cannot ever coach or guide other people in life to a level or a stage of life that we ourselves have not already surpassed. I'm not even necessarily talking about building businesses. I'm not talking about making millions. I'm not talking about having a healthy marriage or doing things that, you know, that perhaps we haven't done yet. I'm talking about operating from a level of maturity that we ourselves have reached. We cannot guide people to a level of maturity in life that we are not already operating from. You with me? Is this good stuff? It's not a conventional life coaching, training, teaching, is it? But I do hope you're finding this stuff useful. Why? Because it's ultimately going to help you to grasp and nurture a stronger sense of vision for the direction that you can take your future in. All right, many people start here, self-awareness, and also end there. Some people start there, end here, self-management, which is fine. We can give people a fish and they'll eat for today, and we can teach some people how to fish and they'll eat for a lifetime, and that's fine, but it's not particularly meaningful if our efforts end there. All right, if we're just coming back to this fish philosophy for a second, if we teach people how to teach other people how to fish, we can end world hunger. We can transform the world. We can start a movement, and we can start today. Why don't you start today? What are you waiting for, my friend? All right, seriously, all you're going to do to coach people in life is lead people to the point in life that you yourself have already reached. And my friend, become aware of the world as you're aware of yourself. And the more aware you become of yourself, the more you're going to be able to manage and influence your culture, your society, your group, your team, your family, your friends, a global audience, and absolutely everything in between. You with me? This is good stuff. Hope you're finding this interesting, and we'll see you again in the next clip.